What makes you guys like pro-Jesus but against the church?
Pro-Jesus but against the church. What's your first name?
My name is Bennett.
Benny?
Bennett.
My name is Two Posts, my wife's sister Amin. So, the reason we're pro-Jesus, thank you for asking, for coming over, and thank you for not being a mocker. I love good questions. We meet a lot of mockers out here.
I bet.
Let me move a little closer just because I got really bad hearing. So the reason we're pro-Jesus and against the church, I'm going to move over here, and if you'd move over here so that way I don't block the sidewalk. So the reason we're pro-Jesus but against the church is the reason I do this is I want people to come over and go, why are you against the church?
Yeah.
Then I'm going to explain the church.
Yeah.
So the church in the Bible, like in the King James Bible, the word church means ekklesia. Have you ever heard that term?
No, I haven't.
Okay, it's Greek.
Okay.
So when you read, are you a Christian? Do you believe in Jesus?
Not personally.
Okay. So if you ever read the Bible and you really want truth, you need two things, really. Well, you need a lot of things, but you need your will to turn towards God and say, show me truth.
Right.
You're not going to show truth to mockers.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus turned them away.
Yeah.
And then you need the Spirit.
Yeah.
Even if you're not born again, the Spirit convicts and teaches and will guide you. And then another great tool is to look at some of the root words. So let's go back to this word church. So the word church in the King James is a bad translation. The Greek word is ekklesia or ecclesia. It means called out ones. Now, when I say the word church to you in America, quick, what's the first thing you think of?
Like the building.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Everybody gets that. People go, oh yeah, there's my church, and they point to a building, and I always go, that's the church? And they go, yeah. And then I take them a little further, and they go, well, you know what I mean. And I go, no. You would never see me pointing at, like, we live in a van, and we travel full time.
I respect that. I love that.
Yeah, and I retired early to do this. We don't take people's money.
Yeah.
I would never point to our van that's our house and go, that's my wife.
Right.
You would go, that's weird. That's not your wife. Well, I'm in it with my wife all the time.
Right.
That's stupid. That's foolish. So the word church is ecclesia, and it means called out one. So if you look at the American church system, name a denomination quick.
Judaism.
Excuse me?
What do you mean?
A denomination, like a name of it.
Like the name of the church?
Yeah, like the name of a church.
I don't know.
Like Roman Catholic?
Okay.
Lutheran, yeah. Baptist. Okay, I'll just throw a few at you. So those are all made of man.
Yeah.
They're all invented by a man at a certain point in time.
Yeah.
The Roman Catholics are the oldest, but they didn't start in the first century. They started like 800 or 900. Then you got the Lutherans that come out with Martin Luther, who believed in killing Jews, by the way. He was not a godly man.
Right.
Then you got the evangelicals that came out of that. Then you got the non-denominationals. Then later you've got Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses in the 1800s. We don't belong to any of those groups. A lady asked me down the street, she said, what church are you with? I said, how many churches are there?
Yeah.
What's the answer?
Many.
Well, yeah, many by man, but how many is reporting according to God?
One.
There's
yeah.
one. So I said, we're part of that one. She knew it was one. And I said, there's no man-made name. So the reason we're against the churches, and that's why I want people to ask, is because Jesus said in Mark 7, howbeit in vain you worship me, keeping man-made traditions. So along with their church, now there's nothing sinful about a building per se.
Right.
The problem is they spend millions on a building.
Yeah. Yeah.
They use it for an hour. Now if that building housed people, was a food pantry, right. was your good godly school, it's got a good purpose. I used to have a building. We used to be off-grid homesteaders.
Okay.
And we sold all of that. Yeah. I gave up my beautiful off-grid homestead to do this.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
24.
I just met a 13-year-old boy. I thought he was like 18. The guy's got like a beard, you know, like a dark. And he stood here and listened to the gospel. And I turned to my wife and I said, could we ever have met him if I'm sitting at my homestead just kicking back, fishing, and hunting? And she said, no. Because we have a website, you got there, don'tperish.com. And a lot of people won't find our website, even though it goes around the world. So the reason, long answer, we're against the church is because Jesus said, you worship me in vain for your man-made traditions. The churches follow a ritual Sunday service. God didn't ordain that. Sunday's not the Lord's day.
Yeah.
Every day is the Lord's day.
Yeah.
And we're not Sabbatarians.
Isn't it a pagan thing?
It is.
That's why they took Sunday.
Yeah, Constantine turned Sunday. Yeah. Sunday was called the Sun God Day.
Yeah.
He made it the new Christian day.
Yeah.
How about Christmas? Do you know where that came from?
I do not, no.
Christmas is the merging of the winter solstice.
Yeah, actually,
with Christianity.
Yeah.
How about Easter, Ishtar. It's the merging of a pagan holiday. Ishtar was a pagan god, and the Pope said, let's bring Christianity and paganism together.
Yeah.
And here's one that I always use to blow people's mind. You're not a believer, but maybe you'll respect this. I always tell people, you have a false savior because he's a liar. And they go, what do you mean? And I go, how many days did Jesus say he'd be in the grave? 3 days and three nights. It says it right in Scripture. Now, we believe Jesus lived a perfect life as fully God-man.
Right.
And so if he lied once, he can't be the God-man.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said he'll be in the grave 3 days and three nights. You look like a very smart young man. Can you get 3 days and three nights from what everybody practices, Friday death to Sunday morning resurrection? then you get 3 days and 3 nights from that. It's a Roman Catholic lie. Evangelicals keep it. And I tell people, you're making Jesus a liar. He died on Wednesday. He rose on Saturday. Saturday was the Sabbath.
Yeah.
You know why he rose on Saturday? He's our Sabbath rest. Mm-hmm. So the reason we stand against the church is because Jesus, if you ask Jesus, according to his word, what's the sin he hates the most? Pride would come in real close second.
Yeah.
Hypocrisy would be number one.
Yeah.
And American church system is full of, how many Christians do you know go to church on Sunday, sing to God, pray, put money in the plate, and then when it's over, come on, man, football, MMA fighting.
Ooh,
look at her, man.
Yeah.
She's hot. I'd love to have her. That's hypocrisy. Yep. That's lip service Christianity. So the reason we stand against it, and 250 years of American denominationalism, look at America.
Yep.
It's materialism, paganism, sodomy, sexual perversion, pornography. Yeah. You know, everybody calls out the homosexuals, and it is sin, but they let go of all the other sin.
Right.
Like the people.
It's all indulgence.
Yeah. Yeah. People walk by, you know, okay. Women painting their face up with makeup. Only two people did that in the Bible. I was preaching it down there. People don't like this. Harlots and pagans.
Yeah.
And that's pride and vanity. I want to. What would you say if I had makeup on? And you walked up to me and you said, man, you're a street preacher. You're wearing makeup. Why do you wear makeup? And I go, I want to look good to other people. What would you call that?
It'd be a little vain. But yeah.
So a little vain is a lot of sin.
Right.
So going back to your question, we call out the church system because Jesus said you must repent of that. You're worshiping God in vain. And his true people don't partake in all that worldliness. And what's happened is I call churchianity. The churches have merged with the culture. Whereas Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me, him. Yeah. They don't follow the culture. So all those people you know that are churchianity people, they're not going to tell you the truth. They're going to say, oh, come on, go to church.
Yeah.
And, you know, get in the water, get baptized, say a prayer. Hey, you're going to heaven no matter what. Yeah. The Bible doesn't. That's like me telling you I got married once 20 years ago. And then you say, where's your wife? And I go, I don't know. I don't take care of her and I run with a bunch of women.
Uh-huh.
It's a covenant.
Yeah.
And a covenant must be maintained and kept going.
Yeah.
So if you go to our website for free, we don't take people's money. The gospel is there by the shed blood of Jesus Christ and his resurrection. You must place your faith there. You must repent. I was a worldly, drunken, fighting man, sports freak, everything. I had to turn from all that.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing I told that young man is God changes your heart when you're born again. And you no longer want that stuff. Your flesh does. Your flesh does.
Yeah.
But you, see, you're separate from your flesh. Because one day you're going to die and leave your flesh.
Right.
So you got a flesh that draws you to sin, and your spirit wants to be like God.
Mm-hmm.
It's a war. But the Holy Spirit comes and gives you the power to overcome it. And I brought my sin level from a 9 or a 10.
Yeah.
I got it down to a 2. And it's only by the power of God and the word. It ain't by me.
It takes a lot of strength.
It ain't by me. And so when you're born again, the fruit you're born again is not that you go to the church system that isn't even of God. The fruit you're born of God is holiness and obedience. Holiness means to be set apart.
Yeah.
It's that called out ones. And then you have to endure. So you're a young man. By the time you get to be my age, 60, if you want to believe on Christ, you got to still be following him. You every day, they said to Jesus, the Pharisees, his enemy, said, what's the great command? And Jesus said, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. You realize how much that is? That means you need to get up in the morning and say, Lord, this day is yours. I'm going to live for you. And if I fall short, I'm going to repent. I know I'm going to fall short. I'm going to have a bad thought. I'm going to get mad at somebody. I'm going to repent, Lord. It's all for you. And God says, I see your heart. You try it. Versus I'm getting up and going, man, like all the churches, I know I'm a big sinner.
Yeah.
I'm going to sin a lot. But Jesus died for me, so he covers me. No, he doesn't. Try that with a police officer. You fly through your town doing 80 in a 20, and you go, oh, I'm late for work. And the cop goes, all right, warning, don't do that again. That's dangerous. What's going to happen if he catches you the next day doing it? Is he going to go, okay, another warning, another warning? That's a human judge.
Right.
And what if you went to the court? You ever been in court?
Yeah.
Big judge at a big desk?
Mm-hmm.
They go, hey, you broke the law. What say you? Now, if you plead for mercy, the judge might go, oh, you're contrite. You're repentant.
Mm-hmm.
Probation.
Yeah.
But if you go, not ever, Judge. We all break the law. You break the law too, Judge. I'm going to keep doing it. He goes, you're making a mockery of my court. 1 year in jail. You got time to think about it. So people think God is like this guy that's just going to, this man, he's like a man that's going to overlook all your sin. God is holy and righteous. And he will view you through Christ. But guess what? You got to be in Christ. And when you're in Christ, and the best example I can give you is this. Ready? You're out in the ocean. You're lost at sea. A life float with a rope comes flying out of nowhere. It's Christ. And people always say, oh, you teach work salvation. I go, no. Works are part of our salvation, but we can never work our way to heaven. I need that life rope to come flying out. I don't got one. It's Jesus. What do I got to do? Just believe in the life float? Do I just believe in it? Will that save me?
No.
I got to clamp onto it with two hands, all right? Yeah. So now here's what I say. Clamping onto that life rope with two hands as someone pulls you to safety is you holding onto your faith the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. Now, what happens if all of a sudden you're getting pulled to safety and you go, oh, my wallet, my favorite pictures, and you let go to go for the things of the world? Yeah. You've now let go of your faith. Christ is doing his job. He's still the same Savior. You've let go. So that life rope, you hold on that to the end. It saves you. Your works is your faith holding on. And he says, I'll complete my work in you.
Yeah.
So it's a covenant. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah. And the problem with the church systems, most of them are teaching you, oh, just believe in the life.
Yeah.
Just believe in it. And you're going, the Bible doesn't teach that anywhere. Mm-hmm. Bible doesn't teach that anywhere. So on my website, I have thousands of articles where I teach all of this stuff about Christmas, Easter, all these things. My email's on there. And if I could ever, I offer men all the time, if you think I teach something wrong, if you think I got it wrong, you email me. I'll give you my phone number when you email. We'll call. We'll talk. I'm willing to repent and get things right.
I respect that.
Yeah. And so I'm not right. The Word of God is right. And I've risked my whole life to go out and proclaim the biblical gospel. And we've lost everything. We lost our families. We lost our careers. We lost most of our grandchildren. But you know what? It's all worth. I'd do it all again. You know why? Because this life is short. You've probably seen it already. When you were 16, you're probably, I can't wait till I'm 21. You get to be 21, all of a sudden you're 25. I just told a young man, when you hit 30, it goes even quicker.
All right. Well,
live for the kingdom of God.
Appreciate it.
I love you.
Yes,
thanks for stopping. God be praised. I hope to hear from you sometime.
All right,
so there you go. We're out here, and I just got to witness to that 13-year-old man, and this nice 24-year-old young man comes over and asks me why I say the church system is wrong. You heard the whole thing. Again, this is why we're out here. And he really grasped it. I could see it. I can tell. I've been doing this a long time. I can tell when people are just doing it out of dare from their friends. Oh, I dare you to go talk to the street preacher. But I can tell that it meant something to him. He took it to heart. He took a gospel. His friends waited for him. And so that was absolutely awesome. Two in a row God gives us. So I'll take one of those every time we come out. I got two in a row to speak life and truth into two young men. And that was awesome. Was that not awesome, Sister Amin? What do you think about that, Sister Amin? I'm doing at the end of this audio. Two young men in a row I got to proclaim the truth to. What do you think of that?
I don't have words other than praise God.
We can't do that from our homestead.
No.
We can't do that if we live this life for ourselves. We have to lose our lives.
Right, and if we were selfish and hanging around our family and our friends of those who didn't want the truth and we were trying to win them year after year after year, we wouldn't be out here helping other people's grandchildren and children and friends and brothers and mothers and fathers and sisters. And,
amen, Yeah, and this has turned out to be good preach. The weather drove us from one town, and we thought, we'll try it here, and this has turned out awesome.
Yeah, praise God,
So it's been awesome.
I've been handing out several guys, or many.
I saw you handing out a lot of gospel cards,
A few little conversations with some people. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Going out all over.
Awesome. Yeah, praise God. Glorify God with us, saints. And you seekers, you need to repent and follow Christ. He is so worthy. We're going to get back to preaching.